couple times that we're waiting for Richard Atkins to bring up the group of arborists by the trail that we're standing on, broadcasting live on their way to the champion juniper tree. Will we see the crew now? I've counted 13 so far. I see Kylie from the Arizona Nursery Association. I see Donna DeFrancesco from the city of Mesa. I see Ron, salty old mountain man arborist from Sholo. They're all making their way past. I have not been able to pick out which one's Richard, though.
Are you trying to get points for those 13 people?
That's right.
From your wildlife.
So we've got Dan, who called in at 1-888-767-4348, and he's got a tree that has started to lean, probably from, we've had some extremely heavy winds and microbursts through the state. He's got it propped up with 2x4s, cables, probably an old tire, maybe a rusted old tractor or something. How's he going to straighten this tree out?
You know, there's several ways you can do that. You can use lodgepole stakes, which you can buy at any nursery, but you do have to usually get a pole pounder or a pretty heavy sledge to be able to pound them in deep enough to stabilize a tree, because the trees will end up pulling those right out of the ground or pulling them over if you don't have them deep enough, or breaking the stake off if the stake is too small for the size tree you have. You know, we often will trim a tree a little bit so we can take some of the weight off of it so you can get it back upright again, even if you have to cut it a little more than you normally would, to be able to get it back straight again, and then set your stakes in place. And we'll put two or three of the stakes in around a tree, too, so it can protect it from all different directions, and then suspend it between the stakes with a soft tie material. We like to use a 1-inch nylon webbing. Does a really good job. We've found, though, that there's also some cabling systems you can buy at local hardware stores where you can drive these small anchors into the soil with a drive bar, and little anchors go down into the soil, and then when you pull on the cable, they turn sideways in the soil and lock the cables in place. And they're really a nice kind of less obvious way of keeping your trees stabilized. And also, they're much, much stronger. You can they have them in various sizes, so you can get a very large trees upright again. Sometimes you have to use a come along, which, you know, a ratchet device to kind of pull your trees up. You have to have an anchor point on the other side of the tree from where it leaned and pull it back upright. We've done that many times. We've used vehicles to put tow straps on them and a rope and pull the trees back upright while we set one of those guying systems in place. So it's sometimes a bit of a challenge, but with some help from your neighbor, sometimes you can get your tree back in place, or you can call an arborist who can come help you.
And I'm sure you said this, but I walked away for a moment to get our group's attention. The best obvious, or the best method to this is prevention, making sure you reduce the wind canopy. I'm assuming, did you cover all right. that, or am I coming late in the game here?
No, good point. No, prevention is always the best method. You know, if you anticipate storms, we need to be getting the trees pruned properly ahead of the wind. But sometimes when you have 60-mile-an-hour straight-line winds like we had last week, even the prune trees have trouble. We lost a big eucalyptus tree right next door to us last week, and it was a shame. It was a big 70-foot-tall tree, and went down right across our driveway, so we were up till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night out there with under headlights trying to get the tree cut back out of the street so we can get cars by. Well, here they come. Our whole group is hit the hillside here. They're converging on us. There's Richard with his merry men and women.
And he's also with Claude, and we learned something new about Claude yesterday. If you do have a down eucalyptus, if you give it to this guy, he'll carve you a wood bench out of it.
Oh, my goodness. He's quite a craftsman. He built a beautiful bench using no metal products, no nails, just using dowels and wedges, and beautiful, beautiful piece of art. And here they come. Yeah, some of our best arborists around the state are here. In fact, I see Dan Stevens over to my right here. Dan's our Arizona tree climbing champion, Western Chapter ISA tree climbing champion, and one of the best climbing arborists in the U.S. It's here's Ron Kimball, another great arborist from our area. Oh, and there they are, Steve Preeb and Donna DeFrancesco. They've been guests of ours on this Talking Trees program before. Some of Arizona's best arborists. They're on their way up to the top of the hill right now.
and they're on their way to see the champion tree. We won't get it covered in this segment, but after the break, we'll have Richard Atkins tell us about a little bit more of the history of the tree itself. We're also on the prevention is making sure we get the roots out, and you do that by moving the irrigation as the tree grows. We have Mark, who we won't get to really at this time. He has existing irrigation. He wants to know how much he can add on to a pipe that's already out there instead of retrenching. We'll address that later. But when you're watering the tree, you need to make sure you're watering where?
Well, you want to be watering where the roots are. Roots grow where water is, and you need to be sure that you have water where they are. And as a tree grows, you want to be able to provide a water source a little further out as the tree matures. And that's the ticket, is not to be keeping your water too close into the tree, so they can't, you know, they can't get those radiating roots out into the native soil. You've got to get those roots, you know, colonizing new soil in and around the tree, and the further from the tree the better, because that's going to stabilize the tree, of course.
And if you watch in nature, the canopy puts the rainwater out on the edge,
which they call the drip line,
and so that's where you need to put your irrigation. You know, it's all very well thought through by our creator.
It is. That's right. Yeah. As far as getting that irrigation extended, we can talk about that next hour.
Sounds good. It's Rosie on the House. If you've got a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. We're broadcasting live at Granite Mountain in Prescott. Rosie's broadcasting live at Assurance Builders in Tucson. More after bottom of the hour news.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.